Begin to find that posture of support, where you feel supported, where you feel solid in your foundation, where take a couple deep breaths, just begin to let everything go and come into real presence with this moment and this community of practice. Because feeling love toward people who have harmed us is difficult, I want to begin by getting in touch with our own loving natures, with our capacity to feel love and also to receive it. So I'd like to invite us to start where we did last week and just imagine yourself holding some dear, small creature that you feel great tenderness toward. This could be one of your own children when they were infant or a small child. It could be a grandchild, could be a beloved pet. It could be even a beloved toy from your childhood. But feel this small, tender being in your care. You might bring your hands to your heart, almost as if you were cradling that beloved one right now. Allow yourself to feel the warmth of that care, to feel that small body against your own, to feel how it feels to feel tender, protective, loving. Allow that warmth to fill your entire being. As you sit in the warmth of knowing you care and protect such a beautiful soul, invite into your presence an ally, someone you know loves you, sees you for who you really are. Allow them to see your loving heart, to know your strength, your courage, your commitment, your compassion. And sit in this warmth of being loving and of being loved. As you are ready, allow your ally to take over the care of this small one in your tending. And now, as you are ready, take cognizance of the fact that you are right now in this moment safe, that you are sitting in meditation with caring people, that we are engaged in an act of imagination, a chance to experiment, to try something on. Invite the warmth of loving kindness to remain in your heart for this exercise and allow yourself to summon both courage and curiosity. Feel the support of your seat in your chair and know that you sit on a solid foundation. As you're ready, invite yourself to bring a difficult presence into proximity. This could be a friend that you're momentarily estranged from. It could be someone who's hurt you deeply. It can be a political figure or a historical figure that's done great harm to the world. When you have chosen someone to work with, imagine them fully. How do you see them right now? Are they sitting across a table regarding you as you are regarding them? Are they in front of a crowd ranting and raving? Just allow yourself to watch them, however they present themselves. When you are ready, ask them or ask your own empathy, where do you hurt? What is painful? What do you need? Allow yourself to imagine you can see right into their deepest heart. It might be helpful to imagine them as a child, or to imagine that you are with them in the center of the night when they're racked by their own doubts. What do they feel imprisoned by? Or tormented by? As you begin to get a sense of this, and as you are ready, begin to evoke for them phrases of loving kindness that seem appropriate to the situation. May you feel secure. May you feel loved. May you trust that you have enough. May you feel the warmth of compassion. May you be free of what torments you. Find your own phrases and feel yourself really saying them with sincerity, as much sincerity as is possible for you in this moment toward this person. Genuinely wishing them well in whatever way, large or small, that you can feel sincerely in your heart. Renew these phrases if you can, whatever they are. May you feel free. May you feel compassion in your heart. May you let go of whatever torments you. As you are ready, check in with your own heart. If you have felt anything shift toward this person, this difficult person, acknowledge that. If you can name it specifically, do that. A gentleness or warmth or an increase in understanding, whatever it was. And if you feel fear, if you feel distanced, or if you feel at odds with the invitation of this practice, acknowledge that too. Whatever you feel, it's authentic and real. You might say to yourself, yes, or this too. Know you can come back to this practice anytime you feel ready. And know also that the foundation of everything is the practice of loving kindness toward the self. As we are closing, you might say a few phrases of loving kindness toward the self, particularly toward whatever vulnerability might have arisen for you in this practice. May I feel safe. May I feel loved. May I feel at ease. I'd like to end with a poem from Thich Nhat Hanh, Please Call Me By My True Names. Don't say that I will depart tomorrow. Even today, I'm still arriving. Look deeply. Every second I am arriving, to be a bud on a spring branch, to be a tiny bird with still fragile wings learning to sing in my new nest, to be a caterpillar in the heart of a flower, to be a jewel hiding itself in a stone. I still arrive in order to laugh and to cry, to fear and to hope. The rhythm of my heart is the birth and death of all that is alive. I am a mayfly metamorphosing on the surface of the river, and I am the bird that swoops down to swallow the mayfly. I am the frog swimming happily in the clear water of a pond, and I am the grass snake that silently feeds itself on the frog. I am the child in Uganda, all skin and bones, my legs as thin as bamboo sticks. And I am the arms merchant selling deadly weapons to Uganda. I am the 12-year-old girl, refugee on a small boat, who throws herself into the ocean after being raped by a sea pirate. And I am the pirate, my heart not yet capable of seeing and loving. I am a member of the Politburo with plenty of power in my hands, And I am the man who has to pay his debt of blood to my people dying slowly in a forced labor camp. My joy is like spring, so warm it makes flowers bloom all over the earth. My pain is like a river of tears, so vast it fills the four oceans. Please call me by my true names, so I can hear all my cries and my laughter at once, so I can see that my joy and my pain are one. Please call me by my true names, so I can wake up, and so the door of my heart can be open, the door of compassion.